The major breeding news across the globe this week, the announcement of the retirement of the American Triple Crown winner Justify to stud. China Horse Club is one of the groups involved with the ownership of this champion racehorse, and Michael Wallace from China Horse Club is our guest this morning on Talking Horses. How are you, Michael?
Very well, Jeff.
Big news, but not surprising, as the horse has unfortunately had a problematic ankle.
Yeah, it's, you know, something we've been sort of monitoring for a couple of weeks, and, you know, the decision, you know, was you know, ultimately basically taken out of our hands. He was simply, you know, going to have to have some time off, and, you know, just with the calendar and the race programming coming up, you know, there was simply only one decision, really.
It was hoped that perhaps he could contest at the Breeders' Cup Classic.
Yeah, absolutely. That was, you know, that was the main goal for sure. It would have been great to see him there, and you know, perhaps that, you know, that be a swan song. But you know, we're at the end of July now, and you know, that's an early November, and you know, just the timing just sadly didn't allow it. So it was a short but sweet career, but you know, it's just one of those things.
Of course, he was the 13th Triple Crown winner in US history. He amassed stakes earnings of $3.8 million. He won all six of his race starts. And his rider, Mike Smith, described him as a horse that was sent from heaven, Michael.
Yeah, he was a horse sent from somewhere, that's for sure. And, you know, we're very lucky that, you know, somehow he ended up crossing paths with our ownership group and our partners. So, you know, very, very lucky to sort of enjoy the ride with it. And, you know, I think as we look back on it, it'll be something to remember for many years to come.
I've no doubt, Michael. Can you explain a bit to our listeners the role that you and China Horse Club played in the journey of Justify?
When we first went to look to participate in the American market, we wanted to participate and buy some yearling colts. And everybody knows the risks associated with that. So we formed a partnership with Windstar Farm, you know, one of the leading farms in America, and SF Bloodstock, who we'd had a business relationship with prior in Australia. So we set about buying some colts together. And this was our second year of doing it, and he was a horse that came up early in book one at Keeneland in September, you know, in the first 50 lots, and we were lucky enough to buy him. You know, he was a lovely horse, but he cost $500,000, so he wasn't cheap, you know, and we bought some, probably a dozen others at the sale, so, you know, he just turned out to be by far the best of them.
A freak of a racehorse and a very flashy type too with his markings.
Yeah, big white face horse and a beautiful, big, strong, you know, masculine horse. So yeah, he always caught the eye from day one. You know, he stood out and he continued to stand out wherever he went, no matter sort of, even if you didn't know who he was early on in the days when you're Sandra Anita and watching him work with Bob, he was always the sort of horse that people would ask you, who's that, you know, he caught your eye and he had a presence sort of about him that just stood out from the rest.
Michael, were you there for many of his wins?
Yeah, I saw, I was there for all the Triple Crown races, so, you know, that was, you know, I was very lucky to experience that. We all the ownership group pretty much watched the Santa Anita Derby down in Sydney when we were down there for the sales together. But, you know, to experience the Derby and the Preakness and be there on Belmont Day for the Triple Crown, you know, was a, you know, very humble experience. You know, it was great to be there and experience that and the crowds. And, you know, it was something to look back on and remember for sure.
It all probably still feels rather surreal, Michael.
Yeah, well, you know, he had 112 racing career, six starts, four Group 1s unbeaten and a Triple Crown, but, you know, it was a very fast 112 days, that's for sure. You know, I don't know whether we've ever seen anything like it before or, you know, whether we'll see anything like it again. It's very unique, and it was over before we knew it, sadly. We were hoping that we were going to extend to the end of the year, but it's not meant to be, and, you know, it was know, it was a great 112 days. And I guess, you know, rather than dwell on the unfortunate circumstances of being retired, it's, you know, probably more important for us to sort of look at the fun and the excitement and, you know, what he achieved in that period.
So now, his future at stud, how will the breeding rights work?
Well, you know, at the moment he's still owned by his current owners, so that will be sorted out in time. Obviously, he's going to go back to Windstar Farm there in coming days, and you know, there's a procession of people lined up to come and see him. And you know, obviously, there's his breeding situation to be confirmed in coming months, which we'll do.
And he will come down under.
You've got to sort of give it a Northern Hemisphere season, you know, under your belt and see how he adjusts to life first and foremost in the breeding shed. You know, you've got to make sure that everything's signed up there before you start thinking about another hemisphere. So I guess that's the decision to be made on Southern Hemisphere, you know, into next year.
Well, it's certainly a very valuable prospect that he has become on the international breeding scene. Can't wait to see his eventual progeny on the ground and how much they might throw to him.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, if they look anything like him, they'll be, you know, sail ring stars. Hopefully we'll find out in time whether he's going to be a good stallion or not. But, you know, he's certainly got the looks and no doubt he had ability that very few have. So if you can throw it into his progeny, you know, it'll be an exciting sort of next 10, 15 years to watch that unfold.
No doubt. And, Michael, what's cooking on the home front for China Horse Club as we start to wind up towards the spring carnival?
Yeah, well, I guess we start off again with our new two-year-olds and see how we get on there. And we've got a couple of nice three-year-olds coming through with Peter Snowden. Probably used to pick out two. One, a filly would be a filly called Iowase, Sebring filly out of Curata Queen. Looks very exciting and has come back in great fashion. So I'm expecting big things for her in the spring. You know, and then we have a horse, you know, another colt with Peter Snowden, a horse called Bondi, who, you know, ran very well, ran second. And a group one is a two-year-old, and, you know, he looks exciting, and he's got bigger and stronger, and, you know, he's mature now, so he should be in for a nice three-year-old campaign.
And you're enjoying the role, travelling the world, working with all these amazing horses, I'm sure?
Yeah, it's busy, that's for sure. So there's always something going on north and south. So it's flat out, but, you know, it's enjoyable. You know, I get up every morning, enjoy going to work, so it's... there's something always happening, something to do, so we'll keep chipping away at it.
Do you get to spend much time back home in NZ?
Not as much as I'd like, but you know, I've been home for 3 weeks now, so it's in the middle of winter. But no, it's always good to get back home in New Zealand. It's a great place and see the family.
Michael, thanks for talking to us on the program this morning and for sharing the great memories you've enjoyed with Justify.
Appreciate it, Jeff.
And that's Michael Wallace from the China Horse Club with the news this week of the retirement of the Triple Crown winner, Justify, after six starts undefeated.